son, shit, y'all ready?
I hope so. Man, we ain't did this at all where it's just this recent. This episode and the next episode are from the last couple of shows. But I had to do it because it was dope, man. It's just crazy. This right here is about Uncle Tom's Cabin. Quick brief history, you know how it is. Just dope, you know what I'm saying? A female wrote that joint, changed the game. One of the first bestsellers, if not the first bestseller in America. Just eye-opening, the game changer. You know, and as time goes on, generations go on, the name Uncle Tom becomes synonymous for something else for us black people. It was just something you gotta just, yo. As always, man, look this stuff up. Do your research. Enjoy. This is how we get down. Our world, our time, mini episode. Yes. Hey. Hold on, let me turn this down a little bit. Word up. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. And we keep coming up with funky like whoop. Coming up with funky like whoop. Yo. You know what time it is, man. Y'all know what time it is. I should have did it when the whole when I set it off at the beginning, but sometimes you gotta keep tradition to pop off, so take it from the top. Take it from the top. This moment in black history. We're gonna do something a little different. A lot different. But it all still ties together because it's all significant. Word up, We gonna dwell into something right here. We gonna get into something right here. I want y'all to understand what we talking about right here. And it don't stop. And it don't quit. I'm gonna need to stop talking. I don't know how like they do that, like they don't hear the music in the back. Anyway, we gonna start it off like this. Know this name, kinda maybe sorta, you know. Harriet Beecher Stowe. I don't know if y'all know who that is. I'm about to hit y'all off. Harriet Beecher Stowe penned a novel, the first best-selling novel ever in America. She penned this joint. The joint, you know what I'm saying? Came out in 1852. At first, it was like a little joint where it was like in DC area. You know, they was putting out little clips of it. For about a year, for like a, you know what I'm saying, a good minute, you know, and people was in trends, and then she turned the joint into a big deal, paperback, and got it. It was, they was rocking it so hard that they had other printing press places just churning it out like 24 hours a day. The pages was ridiculous. It was the first bestseller. From that, you also get one of the most iconic, most used labels for black people who seem to, I guess, not be black enough. That's right. We're talking about Shorty is the author of the great, the famous Uncle Tom's Cabin. Here's the crazy thing about that. There's nothing really Uncle Tom-ish about the book. I remember reading the book twice. First time you read it, you know, you're just reading it. You're just out here reading. Reading, you know what I mean? You just do what you do. And then it's like, when you get older, you know, and you hear Uncle Tom, and then you read it a second time, and you try to figure out where did this come from. Then you realize, I still don't kind of get it. Then you catch up with people who tell you the background story Because there's two background stories to this. Three, really. Three background stories to this. One is Stowe was an abolitionist. She ain't believe in slavery, so she was trying to figure out, you know, this right here. And this was right here, like, this right here was, so many people was reading this and coming away going, oh my God. Yeah, man, this ain't really cool. And it and kind of set up some stuff to get it going, just, you know, in a few years, that's where you, you know, again, do the math, 50-something, 60-something, 10 years or so later, Civil War, boom, boom, blacks free, supposedly. Anyway, so that's that part of the story. The other part of the story is, it was inspired by an actual dude, an actual black dude named, I can't even think of my man's name right now. Hold on, I gotta like actually look this up. My bad, it's rare that I do that. But anyway, the story of, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Mr. Henson, because I don't know how to pronounce the first name. Who was the inspiration for the joint? You know what I'm saying? He was a black dude, he living out in Canada or whatever. And so that was that part of it. Like, they was, some people did a story on him, he had a book himself. Boom, boom. The third part is the part that gets real controversial. It's not so much about the fact that she was an abolitionist, but the fact that she, as she painted this picture, she also painted a submissive, docile type black dude who was over eager to help. I think that, and you know what I'm saying? And that's, I don't know, man. It's just, I think that's where that whole thing comes from. When people be tripping about the Uncle Tom aspect, like, you're always doing for the white people. But the crazy part of the book is, it was never like that. Like, Uncle Tom got sold with a son of a slave, of a maid. So that was that whole story. Like, the book has various plots going on. That was the one plot. They got sold and they was going through their thing. The mother of the son escapes, because the husband had escaped before. She escapes. Boom, boom, boom. As time goes on, he finds out. They hook up again. That's a plot. There's another chick somewhere else at the next plantation. She's planning to escape. She kind of takes the son in, Henry or whatever, as like her own a little bit. So it's like they're doing their thing. My man actually gets his freedom, and then he brings them along. He, like, they're trying to, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to figure out what to do to get them to grow, you know what I'm saying. So that's the whole point. Like, he has his own spot. He's trying to figure out how to, you know, he dies at the end. But, and the families, I can't even remember. Did the families even connect? I don't know. It's been a while since I read the book. And, you know, when you be out here reading a bunch of stuff, everything starts to, you know what I'm saying? In my head, I still get the whole Darth Vader phrase wrong about Luke. You know what I'm saying? But it was a dope. It's, there's a lot of plots going on, the people hunting them down and all that. It's just dope. And I don't know, man, but that's a major piece of not just American literature, but black literature. Because a lot of times we just don't rock with it like I think we should. You know what I'm saying? Go out here, read the book, read up on the book, do a study, whatever. But definitely check the joint out if you ain't read it before. Like I said, the first bestseller it was right there before pre-Civil War. And that was a big thing. She even, like, Lincoln even was like, yo, I like what you did, and boom, boom, boom. A lot of, you know. And again, I don't know how that turns into, when we say Uncle Tom is such a negative thing, but it was still a major, this is right here, black history moment, man. Major black history moment, because that book, so important. The term is there. It's there in black culture. You know what I'm saying? It's a piece of black culture. A brother was, like I said, to me, I guess the only thing is because my man was a little, you know, I don't know, submissive, little, too friendly, too eager to help everybody and white people in general. Because he did some stuff, too. He also did a little snitch move a couple times. Like, at least once up in the joint. So, it is what it is. But, yo, check it out. This is what we do, man. This is how we get down. Do your research. Don't, you know, it's gonna be somebody who's gonna be like, man, oh, we're gonna be blah, blah. Yo, I go through a lot of stuff, and I can't eat. Look, I remember a Voltron episode where I don't even remember anybody's name. I know it was the princess and the little dude in the green with the glasses. And there's a crazy episode. It was and the green, it was like this green alien. I don't even know. I'm about to say Zartan or Zartar. I think that's like a G.I. Joe character. But my point is, I got so much stuff scrambled in my head, it's hard to remember stuff all the time. Anyway, back to the Voltron joint. So, like, he made a monster, and the monster then made the form of a human person who I think the little dude was like, that's my mom. She started liking the dude, caring for the dude, boom, boom, boom. Found out it was a monster, craziness. But she was doing what she had to do to protect him. She died. Like, remember back in the day when people used to die? People died on Voltron. Like the prince dude poisoned the dad dude. Dang, that was all soap operas as kids. Voltron was a soap opera. Like, yo, the prince killed his pops to take over. Crazy. And the princess on whatever planet that was, who then became like the blue lion, but she had a pink outfit on. Anyway, yeah, she took over for that dude because he got hurt, and then he really wasn't like anywhere in the episode no more. Real stuff, real, like, yo, when we was kids, mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? And there was goofy stuff, like nobody gets hurt and stuff like that, and people resurrect us. So I don't know, man. But yo, anyway, let's get back to what we do. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here telling weird, took y'all down. And Voltron used to come on early in the morning, too. Like, Voltron came on early in the morning like it wasn't even a good cartoon. Remember when the garbage cartoons used to come on early? Like them joint, like the knockoff of Thundercats. Seahawks or whatever. Water, I don't know. Spacehawks or something. I don't know. It would look like a real knockoff. But, you know, like the corny Jem. And Jem, the fake Barbie, she used to come on early in the morning because she wasn't regulated to real primetime stature for the morning cartoons. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? The Wuzzits, they used to come on early in the morning. The Gummy Bears used to, too. And then they got pushed up a little bit to like 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Right before the Muppet Babies. Yeah, that's how I got go down. Word up. And I swear Pee Wee Herman used to stay on forever. And then, like, what was it? Oh, and Lawrence Fishburne was in that joint with the cowboy hat and Jerry Carroll drip, drip, drip. And the one chick, and she was just like flirting with everybody. And you were just like, ugh. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Anyway, back to what we do, man. Get at me on social media. This is how we get down. Word, let's go. Voltron, and it gotta be the lions, too. Not them cars and spaceships and stuff. And did you hate, yo, when you came in the crib, when you woke up in the morning, and you turned that joint on, and it was them, and you was like, oh. This ain't even Voltron, man. I don't know what this is. Come on, man, with this BS right here. 100 dudes making up one joint, man. Yeah, boo. Hate y'all. You know what I'm saying? That Voltron and GoBots. Yeah, all that was garbage, man. Oh my god. And Rock Lords. Yeah, that too. And the mice, the street mice or whatever they was. Yeah, all that was garbage. Mr. T though. Mr. T, yeah, yo, Mr. T joint was alright. Let's go.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.